was killed. The suspect was shot dead by a police officer at the shopping centre near Bondi Beach. The King and Queen say they are utterly shocked and horrified by what's happened. Iran says it seized a container ship linked to Israel. It was taken while passing through the Strait of Hormuz between Iran and the UAE. Tehran's been threatening to respond after its consulate in Damascus was bombed earlier this month, killing several senior officers. Military analyst Professor Michael Clark doesn't expect this to be the end of the matter.
The Iranians will still want to do something which hurts Israel and hurts Netanyahu in terms of his security policy. So I don't think this is the end of it, because this is not really Iran and Israel. This is Iran and the rest of the world, Iran and America, Iran and the allies of Israel. So I still think we've got to see something else yet.
Human remains that police believe belong to a young baby have been found at a property in Wigan. Five people have been arrested and released on bail. Gordon Ramsay's former gastropub and hotel in London has been taken over by squatters. A notice by the group says they can occupy it, as it's not a residential building. In sport, Manchester City are leading Luton and on course to go top of the Premier League. Live to Darren Stanage.
And the champions in front thanks to a first-minute deflected goal struck by Haaland going wide before it hit Hashioka and flew past Kaminski for the opener. Luton a frustrated City. They have hit the post but haven't been able to take further chances. 18 shots for the champions in that first half. No shots at the other end though. That will be a concern for Luton boss Rob Edwards. It's City 1, Luton 0.
Elsewhere, Newcastle up to 6th after thrashing Tottenham 4-0 in the early kickoff. Relegation battlers Nottingham Forest are holding Wolves 1-1, while Celtic are level at 0-0 with St Mirren in the Scottish Premiership. And one of the biggest sporting events of the year is just getting underway, the Grand National at Aintree. That's the latest. I'm Charlie Maggs.
Thank you, Charlie.
This is Phoenix FM.
Two minutes past four is the time you're listening to Phoenix 98 FM. I'm John Chubb. This is Phoenix Sport. Welcome into our two.
On 98 FM and online, this is Phoenix FM.
Weather on Phoenix FM, proudly sponsored by SEHBAC, the award-winning home improvement company for windows, doors, conservatories and extensions.
This evening and tonight, we'll see some thick cloud at first, but it's likely to be a dry end to the night, with clear spells, light winds, temperatures lower than in recent nights, though. Minimum temperature tonight, 6 degrees Celsius. Tomorrow, it's going to be mainly dry with bright or sunny spells, feeling cooler with temperatures closer to the seasonal average, and feeling fresh all round. Maximum temperature tomorrow, 15 degrees Celsius.
Weather on Phoenix FM, sponsored by SEHBAC, the award-winning home improvement company, proudly serving Essex for over 50 years. Contact us on 0800 666 444 or visit sehbac.com for help with your home.
I've still got to run through the half-time scores in the football, and we've got a report from New Lodge to come as well. But a couple of things first. It's turning into a rout in the Women's Six Nations. It is now Scotland 0, England 46 in the rugby breach. And Kildun now have two tries each, and Packer has scored one as well. Great performance by England's women. The Grand National is now underway. I'll bring you the result as soon as I have it, but I've got two more to bring you first of all. The 3:32 Chepstow. That was won by number 6 Piper's Cross, priced at 3-1. Second was number 1 Lady Balco, the 9-4 favourite, and third was number 3 Melusine Dupale, priced at 15-2. There were 7 runners in that one. And a 3:40 at Yarmouth. That was won by number 3 Glen Calvey, priced at 8-1. Second was number 8 Alibaba, priced at 9-2. Third was number 6 Handle, the 4-1 joint favourite. There were 12 runners in that race. Fougere was the other 4-1 joint favourite, number 5, but only managed to finish in 6th place. So with second halves about to get underway, let's take a look at the football. And Premier League, half-time, these are all half-time scores. Brentford 0, Sheffield United 0, Burnley 0, Brighton Hove Albion 0, Manchester City 1, Luton Town 0, and Nottingham Forest 1, Wolverhampton Wanderers 1. Sky Bet Championship, Birmingham 2, Coventry 0, Bristol City 0, Huddersfield 0, Hull City 2, Queen's Park Rangers 0, Ipswich Town 1, Middlesbrough 1. As it stands, the Tractor Boys are back on the top of the table. Millwall 2, Cardiff 1, Preston North End 0, Norwich 0, Sheffield Wednesday 0, Stoke 0, Southampton 2, Watford 1, Swansea 0, Rotherham 0, and West Brom 0, Sunderland 1. In League One, meanwhile, it is Barnsley 1, Reading 1, Bolton 1, Portsmouth 1. So as it stands, the champagne is on ice for Pompey. Leaders, Cambridge United 0, Charlton 1, Carlisle relegated 0, Blackpool 1, Cheltenham 0, Bristol Rovers 1, Derby 2, Leyton Orient 0, Fleetwood 2, Northampton 0, Lincoln City 1, Wigan Athletic 1, Oxford United 3, Peterborough United 0, Port Vale 2, Exeter City 0, and Shrewsbury 0, Wickham 0, and finally Stevenage 0, Burton 1. So, moving on to League 2, the half-time scores there. Crawley 1, Colchester 2, although as it stands, Colchester would still be in the bottom 2, with Sutton United currently winning. Crewe 0, Grimsby 1, Doncaster 2, Accrington 0, Gillingham 1, Arrow 0, Gillingham scored late in the first half. Harrogate 0, Sutton 1, MK Dons 1, Mansfield 1, Newport 1, Tranmere 2, Salford City 1, Bradford City 1. Bradford equalised in first half injury time there. Stockport 2, Morecambe 0. As it stands, Stockport are promoted. Swindon 0, AFC Wimbledon 1, Walsall 0, Notts County 2, Wrexham 4, Forest Green 0. As it stands, Wrexham would be joining Stockport in League 1 next season. In the National League, the half-time score as follows. Fylde 0, Southend 0, Bromley 2, Solihull Moors 0, Ebbsfleet 0, Altrincham 2, FC Halifax 0, Barnet 2, the Daggers 1-0 up at Hartlepool, Kidderminster 0, Eastleigh 1. As it stands, Kidderminster are relegated. Maidenhead 0, Gateshead 0, Oxford City already relegated 0, Oldham Athletic 0, Watchdale 0, Dorking Wanderers 0, Dorking, as it stands, are relegated. Wealdstone 0, Chesterfield 0, and York 0, Woking 0. On to the National South, and just concentrating on the Essex sides. It is 0-0 at Melbourne between Chelmsford City and Tunbridge Angels. 0-0 down in Hampshire, where Braintree Town have travelled to already relegated Haven and Waterlooville. And down in the West Country, it is Western Supermare 1, Avely 1. Champions Yeovil 2-1 up currently against Dartford, which, as things stand, means that Dartford are relegated. We're going to move on to the Eastman Premier League now, and we can hear a half-time report from New Lodge on the match between Binariki Town and Cheshire. Here's Jack Patmore.
Jack Patmore reporting for Phoenix FM here from New Lodge. It's currently on as even between Binariki Town and Cheshire in a 1-1 draw. An uneventful start to the game saw both sides cancel each other out for the most part, with the noteworthy moment of the opening exchanges seeing Moses Emmanuel collide with Cheshire keeper Sami Nabad. A moment of quality saw Billericay draw first blood on 21 minutes as Bradley Stevenson, who was making his 100th appearance for the club, put Alfie Trulli through on goal with a perfect defence-splitting pass, and he poked home. They weren't ahead for long though, as the visitors restored parity. Davion Furlong's Furlong throw, which was causing confusion in the Billericay box, fell perfectly for Alfie Pedigree, who angled in a header from close range. And continued to trouble the Blues from set pieces and were asking most of the questions as Furlong twice had headers that he could only send wide. The game all of a sudden sprung into life at the end of the opening period as Stevenson closed down the bad and capitalised on him having the ball at his feet for too long and was pulled down and the keeper was shown a red card. The resulting free kick saw substitute keeper Woody Williamson produce a fine save. At half-time, it's been up to 10-1, Chesham 1.
Thanks very much indeed, Jack. And looking at the other local matches in the Isthmian Premier, it's Campion 0, Dulwich Hamlet 1. Concord Rangers 1-0 down at Hashtag United. That match has kicked off once again. And Champions Hornchurch, they are a goal to the good at Margate. Just looking at step four, half times, some of these will kick off again, actually, but here are the current scores. Basildon United 1, Bowser Bitty 2, as we heard from Andy slightly earlier. Brightley Sea Region 2, Heybridge Swifts 1. Felixstowe Moreton United 0, Witham Town 0. Grays Athletic 3, Stone Market Town 1. Maldon Tiptree 1, New Salamis 0. Redbridge 1, Goulston 0. Walthamstow 0, Bury Town 0. And Wroxham 0, Brentwood Town 1. In the Southern League Division 1 Central, half-time score was Waltham Abbey 1, North Lee 0. That game has got underway again. There is no change to the score in that one. Great stuff to the second half. The Colchester United down at Crawley Town, using now winning by 3-1. Tom Hopper has scored his second of the match, almost from the restart, and Colchester's third. Meanwhile, Braintree have gone into the lead at Havant and Waterlooville. Not sure of the scorer. I'll see if I can find out in a while. And Dorking Wanderers have just taken the lead at Rochdale in the National League. Not sure whether that would be... No, as it stands, they would still be relegated, so it wouldn't be enough. They are having to rely on other results and hope that they stay in the lead in that one, but they've gone the right way about it, certainly. Mansfield 2-1 up away at fellow promotion chasers MK Dons, winning 2-1 there, and Harrogate have equalised against Sutton. It's George Thompson who has scored for the visitors 4 minutes into the second half. Steve Morris and Sutton United, of course, currently fighting for their lives. And Colchester winning at Crawley, things stand, it means that Colchester will be out of the relegation zone and Sutton would be back down to 23rd. And that is all the goals that I can see going in at the moment. Full-time with Six Nations, it has finished. Scotland 0, England 46. A superb performance by England women. There's another match starting at 4:45. That is between Ireland and Wales. And a couple of results from the European Challenge Cup. There's one from last night. Actually, Gloucester beat Ospreys 23 points to 13. Earlier this afternoon, it finished AFC Clermont Auvergne 53, Ulster 14, and Sharks 36, Edinburgh 30. They are full-time scores. There's one match currently going on in the European Champions Cup. Bordeaux versus Harlequins is currently half-time there, and the current score is Bordeaux 12, Harlequins 28. I'm going to take a musical break and keep an eye on what's happening in the Grand National and see if I can find a result. Just after I've told you that Chelmsford City have got ahead at Melbourne Park in their National League South match against Tunbridge Angels. They're winning by 1-0. You can boogie down the whole ground. The boogie down the Result of the Grand National is in. Well done if you backed the 7-1 joint favourite Iron Maximus. Who is the winner of the 2024 Grand National? Second was Delta Work, priced at 28-1. Third was Milella Indo, priced at 28-1 also. And fourth was Galvin, priced at 40. That is to 132 runners in that race. More racing results still to come. In the football, incidentally, Chelmsford City 1, Tunbridge Angels 0 in the National South, I mentioned. And it was Jermaine Francis who put the Clements ahead on 52 minutes. Shaq Coulthurst was Braintree Town scorer in their match down at Haven and Waterlooville. Elsewhere in the Isthmian North, Haybridge Smiths have equalised to make it 2-2 at Briley Sea Region. Emmanuel Kunja on 53 minutes. Southend United in front at AFC Fylde in the National League. Danny Waldron, the scorer for them after 53 minutes. Championship is now Hull 3, QPR 0. And Stevenage have equalised against Burton. No, they haven't. In League One, that one's been chalked off. It came up, but they scored that. They'd score, but it has been disallowed. Rio Hatate has given Scottish Premiership leader Celtic the lead in the second half of their match against St Mirren. He scored 7 minutes after the restart at Parkhead. Cambridge United equalised against Charlton in League One. Macaulay Bon, the scorer, 5 minutes into the second half there. Rochdale have equalised against Dorking Wanderers. It's now 1-1 as things stand. Dorking are relegated. And that is pretty much that with regards to the football at the moment. Latest score in European Champions Cup of Rugby is Bordeaux 19, Harlequins 28.
This is Phoenix 98 FM.
At Active Signs and Designs Limited, our team are passionate about getting you noticed. First impressions are everything. So if you're driving a commercial vehicle, how are people seeing you? Our vehicle graphic products and well-designed signage can make you stand out from the crowd. Give the team a call on 01708 343 555 or visit us at activesignsanddesigns.co.uk and start getting your business noticed today.
Looking to celebrate a birthday, anniversary, or maybe an engagement soon? At Brentwood Golf Club, our fully licensed function room is perfect for your special occasion. With reasonable room hire, a fully stocked bar, and access to decorate your theme from 10 a.m, contact Stacey or Chanel in our functions team on 01277 375 101 to find out more. Brentwood Golf Club Function Room. Making your celebration that bit more special.
Is your child struggling to achieve their best in English or maths? At Guided Learning, we want to support your child to be more confident in their learning. If their school says that they're below expectations or not being challenged enough, then face-to-face sessions with our fully qualified teachers can help. Google us at Guided Learning Brentwood to see how we can help your child achieve their best.
Do you have talent, but nowhere to show it off? Do you have stage fright? Our online talent show mobile app contest from the comfort of your home. Singers, dancers, rappers, comedians. Download TK Talent Show and try to win a weekly cash prize. Winners can receive up to $100. All talent is welcome. Download TK Talent Show now. TK Talent Show. TK Talent Show.
Join us every Wednesday at 7 p.m. on Phoenix 98 FM for the Orient Hour. All the news, views and special guests interviews from the Gorn Stadium, Brisbane Road, home of Leighton Orient. That's the Orient Hour every Wednesday, 7 p.m. on Phoenix 98 FM.
in football. Yeah, more goals have gone in Ismere North. Walthamstow 1, Bury Town 0. Brian Moses on 63 minutes. Oxford United 4, Peterborough United 0 in League 1. It is the latest score at the Cassam Stadium. Bristol Rovers 2 up, struggling at Cheltenham. Brandon Aguilera on 56 minutes there. Birmingham 3, Coventry 0 in the Championship. Jay Stansfield scoring the Blues' third just before the hour. That could be a massive result if they hold on to their lead in their fight for survival. Grimsby are 2-0 up at Crewe in League 2. Curtis Thompson just before the hour mark for Grimsby. Also in League 2, it's now Doncaster 3, Accrington 0. James Maxwell on the hour for Doddy Rovers. Hibernian 1-0 up at Motherwell in the Scottish Premiership. Miazine Marulida scoring from the penalty spot for Hibs on 64 minutes. Dakin with Redbridge were in the lead at Hartlepool in the National League, but Pools have equalised through Joe Gray. And also in the National League, Gateshead have gone in front at Maidenhead. Luke Hannan, the scorer for the Heed after 54 minutes of that game. York 1, Woking 0. Billy Chadwick on 59 minutes. Could be a vital goal for York struggling against relegation. And there has been a goal at the... It's been two goals at the City Ground. Another one has just gone in. Danny Lowe put Nottingham Forest 2-1 up in the 57th minute. But Mateus Cunha, who put Wolves in the lead earlier, has got a second on 62. So it's two apiece in that one. And Exeter have pulled one back at Port Vale in League One. Vincent de Harper on 57, but Vale are still winning by 2-1. Hashtag United 2, Concord Rangers 0 in the Eastbourne Premier League. Alex Taliola for the Tags on 62 minutes against Concord, already relegated. There has been a goal at the G-Tech Community Stadium in the Premier League. It's Brentford 1, Sheffield United 0. Not quite sure of the scorer in that one. Sorry, we just had some noises off in the studio. I'm not quite sure what happened there. It was an Arblaster own goal, I believe. And there's been another goal at the Etihad. At Manchester City have doubled their lead against Luton Town. Mateo Kovacic on 64 minutes there. And also Braintree Town, they took the lead through Shaq Coulthurst, as I mentioned long ago, in the second half at Havant at Waterlooville, but the already relegated hosts have equalised to make it 1-1. Kyoko Furuhashi has just doubled Celtic's lead against St Mirren. He made it 2-0 on the hour mark in the Scottish Premiership. And it's now Wrexham 5, Forest Green 0 in League 2. Ryan Barnett, the scorer of Wrexham's 5th on 63 minutes. In the Isthmian North, there's been a red card in the match between Felixstowe and Witham. And it's the host, Noel Aikins, who has been sent off. But Witham already down to 10 themselves. They had Ryan Deere sent off after 56 minutes. That match is currently goalless. Red card 2 in the match between Stevenage and Burton. Stevenage's Dan Butler has been dismissed in the second half. Burton Albion winning that one by a goal to nil. And Walsall's Brandon Comley has been dismissed in their League 2 match against Notts County, which they're currently losing by 2-0, and they are now down to 10 men. Walthamstow, who had taken the lead against Bury Town, have conceded an equaliser. It is one apiece in that Isthmian North game. And it is now Brentford 2, Sheffield United 0. The Bees have just doubled their lead. Just trying to find out who the scorer is. It is Damsgaard, their Danish goal scorer in the 68th minute. And also, there has been another goal at Priestfield in League 2 in the match between Gilliam and Barrow. It's now Gilliam 2, Barrow 0. It's nearly 4:30, time for a latest look at the travel.
Phoenix FM Travel News.
Just take a look at the roads across our area. Still not anything to report in Brentwood or Billericay, but still plenty going on further afield. M11 London-bound busy between 7 for Harlow and 6 for the M25. Or it was earlier, has now been cleared. But it is now busy between Junction 5 for Loughton and Junction 4 for the North Circular. M25 clockwise is slow between Junction 31 for Lakeside and the QE2 Bridge. And also a bit further back between Junction 29 for the A127 and Junction 30 for the A13. Epping High Road is currently busy between Woodside and the Plain. A127 eastbound was busy earlier between the M25 and the Halfway House. That's moving okay now, we believe. A bit further down towards South End on the 127, it's slow between Progress Road and Ken Elms Corner. Rayleigh, busy on Crown Hill still, and also busy on Webster's Way. Still some slow moving traffic on Cane's Lane in North Weald and also on Merlin Way. If you're travelling from Canvey to Benfleet this afternoon, between Somms Avenue and Essex Way, the traffic is a bit busy. Meadow Bypass in Chelmsford, still a bit busy, goes towards the Army and Navy roundabout, and still some slow moving traffic on Springfield Road. South End Seafront is still busy as well on Marine Parade and Western Esplanade. Just to remind you, Phil, you're using C2C trains this weekend. There are engineering works between Barking and Pitsy, so check before you travel. Changes to Greater Anglia services. There is a replacement buses service between Whittam and Billericay. This is due to construction work for New Beauty Park Station. And also on the South End line, Liverpool Street to South End Victoria services operating 4 trains per hour. And the line between Wickford and Southminster is only operating train every 45 minutes. On TfL, there were some delays on the Hammersmith and City line on the Underground earlier, but there is now a good service, we had sold. No service all weekend on the Metropolitan line, just to remind you, between Carroll on the Hill and Aldgate. There were still some delays on the Central and Bakerloo lines as well. And on DLR, finally, no service all weekend between Banktown Gateway and Lewisham and Canningtown, and no service between Stratford and Canary Wharf. I will have another update in an hour or so.
Phoenix FM's events guide, sponsored by Brandler Galleries. Pictures for pleasure and profit.
Taking place this Monday, the 15th of April, at the Chantry Centre, Chantry Way in Billericay. The Royal Botanical Gardens Edinburgh is the subject of this talk, hosted by Billericay Horticultural Society between 8pm and 10pm. Admission is £3. Refreshments are available. For more details, go to billericay-horticultural-society.co.uk. You can find the link on the events guide at our website, phoenixfm.com.
FM's events guide, sponsored by Brandler Galleries. Visit us at 1 Copfold Road, Brentwood, or call on 01277 222269. Pictures for pleasure and profit.
Yeah, well, goals in the football. It is now AFC 5-0, Southend United 2 in the National League. Harry Cardwell on 71 minutes. That is his 20th goal of the season, I think I'm right in saying. And he's the first Southend striker since Barry Corr 13 seasons ago to reach that milestone. So well done to him. He's been such a vital player for Southend this season. Wolves will have pulled a goal back in League 2 against Notts County. Mo Fowle on 68 minutes, but no sooner had they done that, Notts County have just gone 3-1 up. Sam Austin, it's just been revealed, has equalised the restarts by the looks of things. Sheffield Wednesday battling for their lives in the Championship. They are 1-0 up against Stoke City, another struggling side. Liam Palmer on 68 minutes. League 2, it's Swindon 2. AFC Wimbledon 1. Dawson Devoy with Swindon second on 71 minutes. And in League 2, it's Doncaster 4, Accrington 2-0. Owen Bailey after 71 minutes for Stanley. Exeter have equalised at Port Vale in League 1. It's now 2-2 Vale Park. Out Jules on 67 minutes for Exeter. Shrewsbury's Tom Flanagan has been dismissed in the second half of their League 1 match against Wickham. So they are down to 10 men. It is 0-0 in that game. Wealdstone have gone ahead against champions Chesterfield in the National League. Concord have pulled a goal back at away to hashtag in the Isbian Premier. Frederick and Jimang on 73 minutes, but hashtag are still winning 2-1. Swansea have gone in front in the second half of their championship game against already relegated Rotherham, and it is York 2, Woking 0. York have doubled their lead in that National League game. Gonna hear some new music now from Kate Nash. This one's called Millions of Heartbeats.
I've been feeling a little bit different, a little bit strange. Numbness inside of me, things aren't hitting in quite the same way. I look for inspiration at night, my heart beats so fast I get palpitations. You know I've got total devotion, but the spark is lit at such a low flame. There are no guarantees, what are my boundaries? How do I protect myself? Sense can't relate to my friends. There has to be something else. Everyone is trying, trying so hard. Well, maybe, maybe you could try a little bit too. Everything hurts, yeah, it hurts so much. I eat my dinner in the toilets at lunch. I just want to what I'm asking is, am I a number or a person? I want a simple answer, but I'm simply given another diversion. You're working from the inside, but now you find yourself in the building. They say I'm only human. Well, isn't that a problem? Everyone is trying so hard. Maybe, maybe you should try a little bit too. Everything you feel can just come undone, and the media supports all the far right's done. I just want to believe that the feeling
in the FA Vase semi-final second leg. It is still Great Wakefield Rovers 1, Worcester City 1. Worcester winning 2-1 on aggregate. I understand Wakefield had the ball in the net, but it was disallowed. Get it back to football shortly, but other things first. We haven't talked cricket yet, and Essex got off to a really good start to their county championship Division 1 season last week. A really impressive start, winning their opener away to Nottinghamshire by 254 runs, and found themselves top of the table as every other opening match last week finished in a draw. And they're ahead this afternoon at the County Ground in Chelmsford, where they're hosting Kent. They were the first to bat. They declared at 530 for 7. Kent currently in bat, and they were 151 for 1. So Kent trailing Essex by 379 runs with 9 wickets remaining. In the other Division 1 matches, Lancashire are currently trailing Hampshire. Worcestershire trailing Nottinghamshire. Surrey leading Somerset by 6 runs with 5 wickets remaining. Durham trailing Warwickshire by 580 runs with 8 wickets remaining. In racing, I've got one more result for you, and this comes from the main meeting, or the race meeting in Ireland this afternoon at Dundalk. The 420 was won by number 7, Uzdi Atohi, priced at 7-2. Second was number 1, California Dreamer, 4-7 favourite. And third was number 3, Cradle of Love, priced at 5-1. There were 6 runners in that race. Let's get it to football. And in the National League South, it is now Havant at Waterlooville 1, Braintree Town 2. The Iron already assured of a playoff spot, as are Chelmsford City just above them in the table. And Shaq Coulthurst has scored his and Braintree's second on 77 minutes. Elsewhere, there have been more goals in the Premier League. Now Manchester City 3, Luton 0. City won a penalty 14 minutes from the end, converted by Erling Haaland. And Burnley have got in front against Brighton Hove Albion at Turf Moor. Josh Brownhill after 75 minutes. In League 2, it's now Gilliam 3, Barrow 0. Conor Mahoney after 64 minutes in that one. Stoke have equalised at Sheffield Wednesday through Luke Tundall on 76 minutes. It's 1-0 in Bay battle in the Championship. What a great afternoon for Colchester United down in West Sussex. They, well, they scored a 4th, they thought, against Crawley. Has been disallowed, I believe. The score is still 3-1, but they're having a really good afternoon there at the moment. Suddenly, Division 1 Central. Waltham Abbey have doubled their lead against North Leader. Now we need 2-0. Benjamin Baker scoring from the penalty spot on 77 minutes. And it's now Walden Tiptree 1, New Salamis 1. The North Londoners have equalised with 10 minutes to go. Huddersfield scoring a late goal at Bristol City in the Championship. Josh Caroba, 9 minutes from time at Ashton Gate. Bristol Rovers, the other side from that city, having a rather better afternoon at struggling Cheltenham, where they're now winning by 3-0. Elkin back scorer of Rovers third on 77 minutes. And it is now Stevenage nil, Burton Albion 2 in League 1. Thomas Haber after 76 minutes. Burnley's lead didn't last long against Brighton. The Clarets around Jan Buric put the ball in his own net on 79 minutes. So it is now Burnley 1, Brighton 1. And Luton have scored at Manchester City. Ross Barkley with 9 minutes to go. But the host is still winning by 3-1. There has been a red card in the Isthmian North in the match between Brightling Sea Region and Heybridge Swifts, where it is currently 2 apiece in the second half. Swifts Ross Wall has been dismissed in that one. I understand Avery are back in front of Western Super Bear. They're winning by 2-1. Not sure who the scorer is. If I get the chance, I will find out. St. Johnston, 0, Kilmarnock 2 is the latest score in the Scottish Premiership. Wycombe Wanderers have taken a late lead at Shrewsbury in League 1. Shrewsbury down to 10 men after they had Tom Flanagan dismissed, and they have now fallen a goal behind.
The directors and management at Brentwood Town Football Club wish to offer you an invitation. Come and join us at the Arena Brentwood and support your local team. We're your local community club and a warm, friendly welcome awaits you. Brentwood Town are looking to mount a serious push for promotion this season. Admission is only £10 for adults and accompanied children under 16 are free. Entrance is just £5 for concessions and students, and unaccompanied under 16s can get in for only £3. So join us and be part of our journey.
The all-new Players Lounge has got everything you need for the perfect night out. With two bars, a restaurant and the best sound and lighting system in Essex. With regular special events and guest DJs, you're always guaranteed a brilliant night at Players. Book now at players-lounge.co.uk.
Could you give the precious gift of time? Our St. Francis Hospice charity shops urgently need more volunteers. By volunteering at our shops, you'll be helping us to make a real difference to local people that need our experienced care. You'll also gain new skills and make new friends along the way. Apply to volunteer in our shops today. Go to sfh.org.uk/volunteer.
Hello, I'm Mandy Cullen. I'm here to tell you all about Geezers, Pleasers and Teasers, which is every Saturday on Phoenix 98 FM. We play songs from the 1970s, the 1980s and the 1990s that just don't get played enough on the radio. And all the songs we play will either be by a geezer, be a real pleaser, or simply be a bit of a cheeser. So come and join me, Mandy Cullen, every Saturday between 6 and 8, Geezers, Pleasers and Teasers on Phoenix 98 FM.
This is Phoenix 98 FM.
In the Sky Bet Championship, a lot of people were thinking Southampton still had an opportunity of making automatic promotion, but they may have just suffered a huge blow to their prospects as Watford have equalised at St Mary's. It is now 2-2. Ishmael Kone making it 2-2 with 4 minutes left of that game. Billericay Town have scored, well, maybe a late winner down at New Lodge. It has been Premier League. Moses Emmanuel has made it 2-1, 9 minutes from time. Wycombe Town have gone 1-0 down at Felixstowe. Walton in Isthmian North, who scored 6 minutes from the end. And in League One, it is now Port Vale 2, Exeter 3. A complete turnaround for the visitors, who were losing 2-0 at half-time in that one. And it is Swindon 3, AFC Wimbledon 1. Now in League 2, Dawson Devoy, who scored his second, and Swindon's third with just 6 minutes remaining. The party is about to start in North Wales. Wrexham are heading for League 1 after just last year coming up from the National League. And how they are 6-0 down. Sorry, they're winning 6-0 against Forest Green Rovers. Jack Elliott has scored their 6 on 84 minutes, and you have to say Forest Green, the foot of the table, looking increasingly doomed now. It's Manchester City 4, Luton 1 now at the Etihad. Let me see if I can find out who has scored that one. It is, where are we? Doku. Yeah, Doku, the scorer, just 3 minutes from time. A phenomenal finish by all accounts. And there has also been a late goal in the Championship at Deepdale, where Preston are playing Norwich, hoping to seal a spot in the playoffs. And the Canaries have gone into a late lead there. And also, there has been an equaliser. Concord Rangers, despite already being relegated from the Isthmian Premier League, they have equalised late on a hashtag to make it 2-2. Simo and Bonqui, 3 minutes from time. Waltham Abbey 3, North Lee 0. Now in the Southern League Division 1 Central, Nathan Karanteng with 5 minutes left. Salford City 1, Bradford City 2. Bradford were losing at half-time, but... sorry, it was 1-1 at half-time. They were losing 1-0 initially, but Brad Halliday has put them into a 2-1 lead 4 minutes from time. AFC Wimbledon have scored at Swindon in League 2 to make it 3-2. So possibly a nervous finish for the home side there. Maidenhead have scored a late equaliser against Gateshead in the National League to make it 1-1. An afternoon to forget for Leighton Orient. Was always going to be a tough task, but promotion chasing Derby have well beaten them by 3-0. I say have beaten them, the game is still going on, but that is the latest score. Reading have gone in front at Barnsley in League 1. They're now winning 2-1. Sutton United have scored a late equaliser at Harrogate Town in League 2 to make it 2-2. In the Scottish Premiership, it is now Celtic 3, St Mirren 0. Bromley 3, Solihull Moors in the National League. Chelmsford City have doubled their lead against Tunbridge Angels. They are winning by 2-0 in the National League South, and the Clavers looking a good bet to finish in second place. Oxford United 5, Peterborough United 0. I think Posh might still be a bit hungover after their Bristol Street Rovers, Motors trophy win last weekend. Colchester United, they are still winning 3-1 at Crawley, but they are down to 10 men. There's been a red card for their second-half substitute, Samson Tabide. He'd only been on the field for 8 minutes, replacing Jaden Fevrier, but he only lasted until the 88th minute and has been shown a red card. Reading's lead didn't last long. Barnsley, the home side, have now equalised to make it 2-2 in League 1. Wigan are in front late on at Lincoln, also in League 1. And a miserable afternoon for MK Dons promotion chasers in League 2. Their fellow promotion hopefuls, Mansfield Town, who they're playing at home this afternoon. And now winning by 3-1. Just looking at... the League 2 table. Stockport County, they are 2-0 up against Morecambe. Wrexham 6-0 up against Forest Green. Both of those sides will be promoted to League 1 this afternoon. And as things stand, Colchester United, they are out of the bottom three. Getting back to racing, the 4:30 at there was one at 4:30 at where are we? No, Newcastle. Sorry, forgive me. Oh dear, it's been one of those days. First, number 2, 619, priced at 7-2. Second, number 3, Poetry Man, priced at 9-2. And third was number 1, Knights in Venice, priced at 4-1. Poetria, the 2-1 favourites, ended up finishing last in that race. A couple of late goals for Maldon and Tiptree in Isthmian North. Shane Temple scoring twice in injury time. New Salamis had actually taken lead after Lewis Jaggs put the ball in his own net 2 minutes from the end, but Shane Temple has replied twice for the host to put them into a 3-2 lead. And Concord Rangers looks like they're going to nickel 3 points at hashtag United. Frederick Angimang has scored his second and Concord third in second half injury time. The current score is hashtag 2 Concord 3. And we've now got the first full times coming through. I'm going to run through those shortly. Brentford 2, Sheffield United 0 now in the Premier League. Crewe, nil, Grimsby 3 in League 2, MK Dons 1, Mansfield 4, Motherwell have scored a late equaliser against Hibernian in the Scottish Premiership, Shane Blaney with what turned out to be the last kick of the game by the looks of it, scored 94th minute and final whistle has gone in that one. So I'm going to start running through the full time scores. The first one's coming through now. And it's Chelmsford City 3, Tunbridge Angels 0. Good afternoon for the second place Clavers. That one is actually still going on, though. And the only other... I've got two more full times. Actually, Maldon Tiptree 2, New Salamis 2. It came up that Maldon Tiptree had scored twice in injury time, but it seems that was just an equaliser. Final whistle has gone at Len Salmon Stadium in the Eastbourne Premier League. It's finished. Hashtag United to Concord Rangers 3. So Concord, despite already being relegated, they have managed to pick up all 3 points there this afternoon. Premier League, it is now Manchester City 5, Luton 1. Josko Vardiol in the third minute of second half injury time. Canberra Island, Neil Dulwich, Hampley 2, that one is still going on, but Dulwich have doubled their lead in injury time. League 1, the final whistle has gone at the Kassan Stadium. It has finished. Oxford United 5, Peterborough United 0. Winthrop, Braintree Town, way to already relegated Haven and Waterlooville. They have already confirmed a playoff place of the Iron, and two goals from Jack Coulthurst has ensured all 3 points for them. This afternoon, although with Chelmsford winning, that means the Iron will stay in third place. Also in the National South, Dartford are relegated. They will be playing in non-league step 3 next season. They lost 3-1 away to champions Yeovil Town. Eastbourne North is finished. Walthamstow 1, Bury Town 1. I'm going to take a look at all the league tables in a while. Fleetwood 2, Northampton 0. Final score in League 1. That could be a vital win for struggling at Fleetwood. Good result up in Lancashire this afternoon for Southend United. They have won 2-0 at AFC Fylde. Thanks to goals from Danny Waldron and Harry Cardwell scoring his 20th of the season. And in the Eastbourne North, it's finished Grays Athletics 3, Stonemarket Town 1. And in the Championship, Swansea 1, Rotherham 0. And a vital win for Birmingham City in their fight against the drop. They have beaten Coventry City by 3-0. And that is a huge blow to any hopes that Coventry have of forcing their way into the playoff spot. Manchester City 5, Luton Town 1. That is the final score at the Etihad this afternoon. Oxford City already relegated from the National League, but they managed a goalless draw against Oldham this afternoon, and it's finished Wealdstone 1, Chesterfield 0, York 2, Woking 0. That's a full-time score in the National League, one which might well have kept York up. All over at Gardiners Close, where it's finished Basildon United 1, Bowers and Pitsy 2. We'll hear from Andy about that in a while. Full-time in the Championship, it has finished Preston 0, Norwich 1. 1, 2, 3. 1, 2, 3. I'll do the other scores after the news. Right now, here's Wilson Pickett. Got to know how to hold it, like Bonnie Maroney. Mashed potato, do the alligator. Put your hand on your hips, yeah. Let your backbone slip. One time.
hour across Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM News.